Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Here at the game site for FootRecoveryRadio.com. We've got a big match coming up today for Foot Recovery. Foot Recovery and Lincoln View. Lincoln View 20-2 on the season. Foot Recovery 19-3. Ought to be a great one here in the semifinals. And then the second semifinal should be another great match. Marion Local and also coming up against Marion Local, it's going to be... Hang on a minute here. Slipped my mind. It's going to be Marion Local and St. Henry. So how could that slip my mind? St. Henry has really been a nemesis for Foot Recovery. Should Foot Recovery have to play St. Henry on Thursday? St. Henry has lost to the Indians twice this year, but both matches were five-game matches. Can you beat the same team three times in a row in the same year after they've lost to you by a five-game 3-2 margin twice already? Should be interesting. But we got to get by tonight first, and it's going to be quite a task here, Lincoln View and Foot Recovery. Quite a packed district here. This is the district tournament. Foot Recovery hosting because we are the number one seed in the district. Again, Foot Recovery, Lincoln View, Marion Local, St. Henry, all with outstanding records, all with great seasons this year. Only one will move on to the regional competition after this week. We'll return with more here from the Portside Fieldhouse in Foot Recovery, Ohio, in just a moment. Right after we pause for this break. Glad to have you listening in today here on the radio and on FootRecoveryRadio.com.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boers Welding and Steel, just north of Foot Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Foot Recovery volleyball team on a terrific year. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Foot Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Foot Recovery Indians volleyball team. Adrian Gruby of Foot Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Foot Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Foot Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Foot Recovery Insurance. Spring brings change to everything, and Foot Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Foot Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we've got something for everyone. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that teams work together and are in top physical conditions are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of a key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Foot Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more turkey.
back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Before we go any further, we wanted to take a moment here to salute a friend of ours who is no longer with us. That's Les Johnson. Les passed away yesterday after a battle with cancer that went over a couple of years anyway. Les was 63, resided here in Fort Recovery, passed away at his home yesterday. He was born in Salina to the late Gail and Helen Johnson. I had the privilege of knowing both Gail and Helen. They were wonderful people. Surviving Les are his siblings, Doug Johnson of Fort Recovery, Cindy Johnson of Lowell, Indiana, and Becky Link of Maria Stein, along with a nephew, Jamie Bradley of Chicago, Illinois. Les was a 77 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He bled purple and white all the way. He was one of Fort Recovery's biggest sports fans, especially with basketball. He worked for Eichenauer Farms of Fort Recovery. Services for Les Johnson are 10:30 on Saturday at the Brockman and Beckman Funeral Home in Fort Recovery with Pastor Quentin Elsie officiating. Burial will follow in the Spring Hill Cemetery. Calling will be 4 to 7 on Friday and 9:30 to 10:30 on Saturday morning prior to the service at Brockman and Beckman here in Fort Recovery. Don't forget, they always remind you, please social distance. And again, contributions for Les can be directed to the Les Johnson Scholarship Fund in care of the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. You can mail your checks to Post Office Box 52 here in Fort Recovery, Ohio, zip code 45846. That's Post Office Box 52 for the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. Again, Les was quite a guy. He was well known throughout the MAC conference, even at away contests, for the way he could shoot three-pointers at halftime of each of the basketball games, or whenever he had a chance to shoot, whether it was pregame or halftime. And again, we'll miss him very much. He was a very likable guy and a very sad loss to us. We lost two of our biggest fans here in the last few years, Ricky Ports and Les Johnson, and Les again passing away yesterday. That's the latest information on that. Once again, the services are Saturday, 10:30 at the Brockman and Beckman Funeral Home. Calling Friday, 4 to 7, Saturday morning, 9:30 to 10:30. We'll return in just a moment here on PG-14 and J-Country 101. Fort Recovery Lincoln View coming up here in the district semifinal in a few minutes. Should be a dandy. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
I'm Christian, and I'm a Park National banker, a husband, and a volunteer. At Park National Bank, we believe that we are more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. Now, bringing our family of community banks together under a single brand name means you get those core values you've always counted on from us, and more service, more access, and more options. We're all together now at Park National Bank, where you mean more.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics at 1513 North Meridian Street, Portland, would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Lady Indians volleyball team on a successful season. And Stroll's wish them good luck in the tournament run. Stroll's has a family-owned Radio Shack and GE appliance store. Do you need appliances? Stroll's has chest and upright freezers, along with refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, all in stock. Don't wait. Shop at Stroll's in Portland for all of your appliance needs.
J JR Manufacturing in Fort Recovery is proud to be a sponsor of this Fort Recovery High School sports broadcast and is always proud to support Fort Recovery High School athletics. JR Manufacturing also has some job openings. Apply for these excellent jobs in person at JR Manufacturing in Fort Recovery or go online at jrmanufacturing.net, jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver. Again, Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio stations in Portland. And Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome you to the broadcast. Some of you may be watching also on the National Federation Sports Network, and we're also providing the audio for that. And again, glad to have you here. What a night of volleyball this is going to be. We're only going to broadcast the first match for you. We will not have the second match between Marion Local and St. Henry. But the first match, Fort Recovery and Lincoln View. Again, Lincoln View, a shiny 20-2 record. And Fort Recovery, 19-3. They've had a couple of common opponents. Lincoln View lost to New Bremen, whereas Fort Recovery defeated New Bremen. And both teams defeated Parkway. Also over at New Bremen, there's volleyball tonight in their district. They're in a separate district that goes a different direction. And it's going to be New Bremen and Ada in the first match tonight. The second match will be two MAC schools, New Knoxville and Minster, playing in the second match up there at New Bremen this evening. The winners move on to the district final, which will be on Thursday night. And I believe the start time is set for 6 o'clock for that on Thursday. If Fort Recovery is there, we'll be here to bring you the action on Thursday evening. Both teams being introduced to the fans in the stands here. Of course, attendance limited because of COVID-19, but there's still a nice group of fans here tonight for Fort Recovery and for Lincoln View. Fort Recovery's starting lineups: Kiki Wendell, Marissa Garkey. Here's Paige Fortcamp, and her sister also introduced. Grace Guggenbiller, Faith Wendell. And once again, Tegan Fortcamp, only a freshman, slated as one who might be playing quite a bit here this evening. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. No more contact, no more shaking hands. They just wave at each other as they pass by. They did announce today that the state finals for volleyball will be at Vandalia Butler and not at the Nutter Center at Wright State. Wright State said they would prefer not to have it there because of COVID-19. So the Vandalia Butler system stepped up and said, we'll host the state finals, which are going to be on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 13th, 14th, and 15th. For Division IV, the semifinals will be on Saturday at 10-1, November the 14th, with the state championship match on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Again, that will be at Vandalia Butler High School. So if you're looking ahead, Vandalia Butler is where these teams are trying to get to for the state championship in the middle of November. The OHSAA also announced today that Fort Recovery will be in Division IV in baseball and in softball. In baseball, Fort Recovery is the largest school enrollment-wise in Division IV. They're actually tied with Hicksville, Wayne Trace, and Huntington for having the largest enrollment of 122. And for softball, it's Fort Recovery also in Division IV. They're about eight or so down in that division. Here we go with the match, and it's real quickly 1-0. The Lincolnview Lancers get a kill to start things off here. So here we go with the Lancers serve, and it's good. Dug out by Paige Fordkamp. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and she hits it out of bounds over the in line. Hitting error there for Whitley, so it's 2-0. And again, serving here for Lancers, the Lancers, Zoe Foster. Good serve again. There's a smash by Marissa Garkey, and she gets the kill. And there's your first kill of the match for Fort Recovery. Makes the score 2-1 now. Side out for Fort Recovery. Going back to serve is serving expert Hope Wendell. Wears number 20 on her uniform. She's a senior on this squad. Good serve. Here's the free ball over by the Lancers. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. And hits it through the block attempt by the Lancers. Trying to block there for the Lancers. Got my wrong roster there. Trying to block there for the Lancers was Carson Lozier and Michaela Blainmeyer. And here's a hit and a kill for Whitley Rammel right down the middle. Whitley Rammel getting a kill. And it's 3-2 Fort Recovery with the lead. Hope Wendell will serve again. Good serve by Hope. Dug out by the Lancers. Here's the hit and blocked. But it's out of bounds. Blocked there by Marissa Garkey, but it went out of bounds. So point for the Lancers. Side out the Lancers. And serving now for them is Kendall Bollenbacher. Bollenbacher's serve is dug out by Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. Hope Wendell gets another assist, and Marissa Garkey gets a kill. That's Marissa's second kill of the match, and it's now 4-3, Fort Recovery leading. Side out Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. There's the serve dug out by the Lancers to the net. A hit over and a kill. Michaela Blainmeyer gets the kill for the Lancers there. Going back to serve now is Breck Evans. Breck is a sophomore for this Lancer team. They are 20-2 on the year. Great season for the Lincolnview Lancers. Fort Recovery 19-3 on the year. They had a great season also. Second place in the MAC conference. And there's Whitley Rammel on a smash for a kill. Her second kill of the evening. That makes it 5-4. Fort Recovery up by one. Side out Lady Indians. Going back to serve is Aubrey Kanapke for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Kanapke. And Lincolnview is going to have to free ball it over. They do. Brianna Ebel free balls it over. Here's a smash by Grace Guggenbiller, and she got a kill. Outside hitting position. Grace Guggenbiller with a kill to make it 6-4. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Aubrey Kanapke, a good serve. Lincolnview in trouble. They can't return it. Aubrey Kanapke, another service point. 7-4 now. Lady Indians have their biggest lead of the match. Biggest lead of the game, or the set. 7-4 here. Good serve by Aubrey Kanapke. It's an ace serve. Went off of Kendall Bollenbacher. Timeout is called here. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 8-4 is the score. Fort Recovery in the lead with another serve. Here's Aubrey Kadapke. Good serve. And it's hit back over to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller to Hope Wendell. Here's a set for Paige Fort Camp. A block by Lincolnview. Hope Wendell free balls it over. A smash by Lincolnview. A block. And it goes out of bounds off of Grace Guggenbiller. So side out Lincolnview, going back to service there, libero, who is Zadra King. Zadra's a junior on this squad. Good serve, or is it? No, it's too long. Service error for Zadra King. That's a pretty young ball club for Lincolnview. They only have 4 seniors on the roster. Likewise, same for Fort Recovery. They only have 3 seniors on the roster. Here's Faith Wendell serving. It's too long. Service error. That makes the score now 9-6. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Going back to serve is Madison Williams for Lincolnview. Serve is good. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Faith will set. Here's a smash by Grace Guggenbiller. Back over to Fort Recovery. On the second hit was Brianna Ebel trying to catch Fort Recovery asleep, and I guess she did that. Hitting it over on the second hit instead of trying to set. 9-7. Here's a good serve. Smashed by Paige Fortkamp, and she nails it. Right down on the far sideline. That's the first kill for Paige tonight. Probably the first of many, and Paige will go back to serve. Fort Recovery leading 10-7. Here comes the serve for Paige Fortkamp. It is too long. Service error. When she usually has a service error, she usually hits it into the net. That time, she just hit it too long. Side out Lincolnview. Here's Elena O'Neill serving now for the Lincolnview Lancers. And it's a good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Faith Linda will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Lincolnview free balls it over. Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Here's a hit by Guggenbiller. And is it in or not? Nope, they said it was out. Guggenbiller's smash was out. So, point for Lincolnview. Elena O'Neill serving. Good serve. They got by Kiki Wendell. Here's the smash by Marissa Garkey. Out of bounds. Point for Lincolnview. It's now tied up at 10-10. Another service point for Elena O'Neill. O'Neill will serve again. Here's Kiki Wendell to Lincolnview. And at the net, a block. And the block is out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Point for Lincolnview's Elena O'Neill. And Lincolnview has now taken the lead, 11-10. And let serve over for a service ace. A let serve over for a service ace fell on the floor where nobody could get to it. Those are hard to play sometimes. And it's 12-10, a 2-point lead for Lincolnview. Elena O'Neill serves again. Another ace serve. This one went off the dig by Kiki Wendell. And Fort Recovery wants to call time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery trailing Lincoln View 13-10 at the moment. Continuing her serve, Elena O'Neill, dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Back to Fortkamp. Fortkamp, a deep hit, got the kill. Deep hit there for Paige Fortkamp, but she got the kill anyway. Kill number two for Paige. Back to serve for Fort Recovery on the side out, Kiki Wendell. No, hit the top of the net and down on the Fort Recovery side. Service error for Kiki. Now serving for Lincoln View is Brianna Ebel. Brianna is one of the seniors on the Lancer team. Serve is too long. Service error. Both teams making service errors here so far in this match. Hope Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians now. Fort Recovery trailing 14-12. Good serve dug out by Lincoln View. The set and the smash. And there's the kill. Michaela Blainmeyer gets the kill for Lincoln View. Now 15-12. Lincoln View takes a 3-point lead. They have side out. Serving now is Kendall Bollenbacher for the Lancers. Serve is dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will set. Marissa Garkey. Two-hand pushover played by Lincoln View at the net. Blocked by Whitley Rammel and a point. Give Whitley Rammel a block, and Fort Recovery comes back to within two at 15-13 and has side out. Marissa Garkey going back to serve now for the Lady Indians. We're in the district semifinals tonight from Fort Recovery High School. Good serve by Marissa Garkey. Here's the set for Lincoln View, and the hit is, what do we got? The officials are not sure. They're going to say it was tipped by Fort Recovery and give Michaela Blainmeyer a kill. The hit went out of bounds, but they said it was tipped by Fort Recovery, so that's a kill. And here's Breck Evans serving now for the Lincoln View Lancers. Fort Recovery trails by three, 16-13. Good serve. Kiki Wendell passing to the net. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp, and she blasted down for the kill. Her third kill of the game. Here's Aubrey Kanapke coming in for the Lady Indians to serve. 16-14, Fort Recovery down by two. Good serve by Aubrey. Ace serve! As unable to handle it was Breck Evans. That's her second ace of the game. Aubrey will serve again. And it's going to be a free ball and over. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. The blast and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. Timeout is called by the Lincoln View Lancers. We have a tie score, 16-16. Fort Recovery with the serve. We'll be back.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Back here once again at Fort Recovery High School. Timeout is over, and Aubrey Kanapke will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Serve is good. Dug out by Lincoln View to the net. Here's the set. The smash played by Hope Wendell to Marissa Garkey. Paige Fortkamp blasted back. Lincoln View on the pass. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. A save, but there's waiting at the net was Lincoln View's Sammy Sellers, who gets the kill. hitting the ball just as it came over the net. And that makes it 17-16. Side out Lincoln View. Going back to serve now is Elena O'Neill. Elena O'Neill, good serve. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Paige Ford Camp. Outside hit. Bingo. Kill right off the hands of Kendall Bollenbacher. Side out Fort Recovery. That's kill. She started a little slow in this set, but Paige Fortcamp now has five kills in the set. Faith Wendell will go back to serve with the score tied 17-17. Great match going on here. We expected nothing less. Here's a hit by Lincoln View off of Kiki Wendell, and Fort Recovery cannot save it. Lincoln View comes up with a point. 18-17 now. Serving for Lincoln View is Madison Williams. Serve is good to Paige Fortcamp. Faith Wendell back to Paige, and Paige from the middle hitting position puts that one down for a kill. Another kill for Paige Fortcamp. And Paige will go back to serve now with a score tied at 18-18. Rob Weaver here at the Forksite Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Good serve. Here's the pass and the set. Here's a hit by Lincoln View. Kiki Wendell digs it out. Faith Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. And Marissa gets the kill. Kill number three for Marissa Garkey. 19-18 now. Here comes Paige Fortcamp on the serve. It's a good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller gets the kill. Wasn't exactly your thundering hit there, but hey, it worked. And Paige Fortcamp picks up another service point. Fort Recovery now leads 20-18. Crucial part of this particular set. Fortcamp on a good serve. And they're going to call a double hit on Lincoln View's hitting error there. Give Fort Recovery another point. It's now 21-18. Here comes the serve by Paige Fortcamp, and there's one of her short serves into the net. Service error, side out Lincoln View. That makes it 21-19. Back to serve now for the Lancers, Elena O'Neill. This is a critical serve here for Lincoln View, trailing by two with the score 21-19. Faith Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Blocked by Lincoln View. Garkey hits it back to Lincoln View. The set for the Lancers, the outside hit, and a kill for Lincoln View's Kendall Bollenbacher from the outside hitting position. 21-20. That's the sixth service point of the evening for Elena O'Neill of Lincoln View. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. Faith Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets the kill. That makes it now 22-20. Fort Recovery side out. Kiki Wendell will serve now. Number one on her uniform. She's the libero for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Kiki. Here's the set and the hit, and a miss hit there by Kendall Bollenbacher. She didn't get it over. Point Fort Recovery, 23-20 now. One more point here would make this set look pretty good. Kiki Wendell, good serve. Lincoln View passed a free ball and over. Whitley Rammel passing to Faith Wendell, back to Whitley. A block by Lincoln View. Kiki keeps it in play. Free balling it over is Whitley Rammel. Here's the set for Lincoln View, the hit. Saved by Faith Wendell. Kiki Wendell to Whitley Rammel, and Whitley mishits it into the net. Point Lincoln View. Lincoln View side out, 23-21 now. Fort Recovery by two. Here we go with Brianna Ebel serving. It's too long. Service error, and that makes it 24-21. Here's your set point. Big to get off to a win here for Fort Recovery. Set point for the Lady Indians. Hope Wendell will be the server. She's about as good as they have. It's good. Dug out by Lincoln View. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. And how did they get that kill? Just hit it where nobody was. Kill for the Lincoln View Lancers makes it 24-22. And here's Kendall Bollenbacher serving. Fort Recovery still leads by two. Bollenbacher has to go on a run here. It's a good serve dug out by Kiki. Page Fort Cap will set. Here's a hit over by Fort Recovery's. Lily Luthold back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey back to Lincoln View. Here's the dig by Elena O'Neill. The hit by Lincoln View back to Fort Recovery. Smash by Whitley Ramel. And it's in for the kill. 25-22. Fort Recovery wins the first set. Whitley Ramel on a set-ending kill there. Congratulations to her. And Fort Recovery wins the first set, 25-22. A tough fought battle here against the Lincoln View Lancers. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. There could be significant changes in your Medicare Part D prescription plan in 2021, which may affect what you pay for medications. Open enrollment is scheduled to begin Thursday, October 15th through Monday, December 7th. And we'd be happy to schedule a phone conference to look at the medications you're on and available plans next year to find how these plans will affect you and then help you find the best plan for you. So please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, set to go with game number two, set two here. Fort Recovery with a win in game number one, or set one, 25-22. Fort Recovery will be serving first here to start the second set. We're in the district semifinals at Fort Recovery, Ohio. Good serve by Hope Wendell. Ace serve by Hope Wendell. Way to go, Ace. Way to go, Hope, I should say. Ace serve. That's her first ace of the night. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Lincoln View. The quick hit over on the second hit. Here's a smash back by Whitley Ramel. It's set for Lincoln View. The dink over, and they don't get it over the net. Hitting air there on Lincoln View's Kendall Bollenbacher. And that will give Fort Recovery another service point. Hope Wendell back to serve again. 2-0, Lady Indians leading here against the Lincoln View Lancers. Lincoln View 20-2 on the year, Fort Recovery 19-3. Back to Fort Recovery, Marissa Garkey on a hit. Is it in? It's out of bounds. Down the line, out of bounds, so point Lincoln View, side out Lincoln View. And going back to serve now for the Lancers is Brianna Ebel. 2-1 score here. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Whitley on a blast, and she gets another kill. Whitley Rammel, her fourth kill of the evening. 3-1 now. Fort Recovery leading. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve for the Lady Indians. Bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. It's a good. It's a little let serve, but it's good. Here's the set for Lincoln View. The smash. And there's the kill. Getting the kill was Kendall Bollenbacher. She hit it off a block by Fort Recovery and out of bounds. So point Lincoln View. That makes it 3-2. And now going back to serve is Kendall Bollenbacher. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Lily Leupold. Is it in? No, they say no. It went out of bounds. Point for Lincoln View. Kendall Bollenbacher will serve again. Tied up 3-3. Out of bounds. Just barely out of bounds on that serve by Kendall Bollenbacher. So here comes Fort Recovery's Opry Kadapke in to serve now. Number 13 on her uniform. Here's the serve. It is a good one to the net. Here's the hit by Blankenview and a block by Grace Guggenbiller, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Give Gracie a block there, and Opry Kadapke will go back to serve again. That's her fifth service point of the evening, by the way. Here's Lincoln View, the dink over. And waiting for it at the net was the Lincoln View Lancers, Michaela Blainmeyer, and she gets her fourth kill of the evening. Going back to serve now is Breck Evans. Evans, a sophomore for the Lady Lancers. Again, they're 20-2 on the year. New Bremen knocked them off, and I don't remember who the other one was. Here we go with the serve. Out of bounds. It might have been New Knoxville. If I'm thinking correctly, it might have been New Knoxville and New Bremen who beat them. There's a point Fort Recovery, and back to serve now is Faith Wendell. It's 6-4. Here's the serve dug out by Lincoln View. Kendall Bollenbacher. The dink over and the kill, I think. Yes. Madison Williams gets credit for the kill. A little dink over, little finesse kill. And going back to serve now is Zadra King, the libero for Lincoln View. And her serve is to Marissa Garkey, passing to Faith Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp getting a kill right down the middle towards the back line. That is number 7 for Paige Fortkamp tonight in the kill department. Here's Paige going back to serve now. Lady Indians lead 7-5. Good serve. Smash by Lincoln View. Fort Recovery plays it. Kiki Wendell was set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it over. Smash back and a block by Guggenbiller. Lincoln View still with it. Hit back over. Saved by Paige Fortkamp. Marissa Garkey mishit it. Point Lincoln View. Marissa Garkey was trying to hit a little soft hit over the net there and misjudged it and hit it too soft. Did not get over the net. Now Madison Williams back serving for the Lincoln View Lancers. Score is 7-6. Fort Recovery leads by 1, and the official calls time here for some reason. That'll give us the opportunity to remind you the Fort Recovery Lady Indians are wished good luck in this match tonight by the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Defeat the Lincoln View Lancers, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Again, Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart are there proudly wearing the purple and white. I think we've got everything straightened out with something with Lincoln View. And here's the serve by the Lancers. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Here's Grace Guggenbiller hitting it over. At the net, Lincoln View can't get it over. They're going to call a miss hit on Lincoln View. So a miss hit on Lincoln View. Again, they announced today that the state finals will be at Vandalia Butler High School instead of the Metter Center. Ace serve for Fort Recovery's Kiki Wendell. That's her first ace of the evening. 9-6 now. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Good serve, dug out or pass by Lincoln View. And there's this kill by the outside hitter for the Lancers, Kendall Bollenbacher. That's her third kill of the evening. That makes it 9-7 now. Fort Recovery's lead back to 2. And side out Lincoln View, Elena O'Neill will go back to serve. She's been a pretty good server tonight with 6 service points, including 2 aces. Another good serve there. Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. And there is a block by Lincoln View, but out of bounds. So give Rammel credit for the kill. That is her 5th kill of the evening, along with 1 block. Hope Wendell back to serve for Fort Recovery. 10-7, Lady Indians lead by 3. Good serve dug out by Lincoln View. Here's the hit back, a block by Whitley Rammel, and a point for Recovery. Rammel puts it down on the floor. Her 2nd block of the evening. Service point for Hope Wendell. She'll go back and serve again. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-22, leading here in the 2nd set. Good serve back to Fort Recovery. A blast by Whitley Rammel. Hits it right through the Lincoln View block. Timeout Lincoln View. Fort Recovery leads 12-7 here in the 2nd set. We'll be back.
Judy Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49, would like to thank all their customers from last season. Eric Judy says now is a great time to plan your landscaping needs. Call Judy Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Eric Judy Landscaping can do all of your landscaping projects, and he gives free estimates. Call Judy Landscaping, 419-375-2304 in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank is a 5th-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery continues to serve. Hope Wendell the server, and there is a hitting error on a return by Lincoln View. Double hit. Point Fort Recovery. Ace for Hope Wendell again. Her 2nd ace in this match tonight. 14-7. Fort Recovery, their biggest lead of the set, leading by 7. Hope Wendell will serve again. Here it comes. Good serve. Dug out by Lincoln View. The pass. They're just going to free ball it over to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell, who was set for Whitley Rammel. Block by Lincoln View and a kill. Looks like that was Michaela Blainmeyer on the block. That makes it now 14-8. Back to serve now is Brianna Ebel. Ebel's serve for Lincoln View is good. Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Whitley, a little finesse kick. A little finesse kill, I should say. And that gives her another kill. That is number 7 on the evening. And here is Marissa Garkey serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Lincoln View. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell plays it to Hope Wendell. He will set for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige bombs it off of Lincoln View's Madison Williams. Paige Fortkamp, kill number 8 on the night. Service point there for Marissa Garkey. Marissa will serve again. It's 16-8 now. Good serve by Marissa. Played by Lincoln View, the dink over. Fort Recovery having trouble. Paige Fortkamp tries to free ball it over and hits it into the net. Side out Lincoln View. Hitting air there, and Kendall Bollenbacher will go back and serve now for the Lancers. 16-9, Lady Indians lead by 7. Good serve, Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp, just shoving it over and getting the kill near the back line. Paige Fortkamp with kill number 9 now. 17-9, Lady Indians leading here in the second set. Already won the first set, 25-22. Here's the good serve by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's the set for Lincoln View, and Fort Recovery plays it back over. Played by Lincoln View. Waiting for it at the net was Paige Fortkamp, and Fortkamp puts it down for another kill. Another kill for Paige, number 10 on the night. Timeout, Lincoln View. Lady Indians leading 18-9.
Boers Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery volleyball team on a terrific year. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Paige Fortkamp just got a kill for the Lady Indians. Here's another serve by Fort Recovery. Fortkamp hits it back to Lincoln View, and this time hits it out of bounds. So side out to the Lincoln View Lancers now with the score 19-10. Fort Recovery leads by 9. Pretty good shape here in the second set. Breck Evans for Lincoln View will go back to serve. And it's a good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Paige Fortkamp on a smash. Hits it off the block by Lincoln View. Lincoln View returns it to Fort Recovery. To Hope Wendell, who will set for Grace Guggenbiller. And I think it's out of bounds. Yep, out of bounds, point Lincoln View. That makes it now 19-11. Fort Recovery still on top by 18. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. There's a smash by Grace Guggenbiller. And Lincoln View can't make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Grace a kill on that. That makes it now 20-11, Fort Recovery. Leading here by 9, and coming in to serve now is Faith Wendell on side out for Fort Recovery. Welcome to the broadcast, whether you're listening on the radio, WPGW AM and FM in Portland, or WPGWradio.com, or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to have you with us for this big match here. Good serve. Fort Recovery gets it back. Paige Fortkamp back to Lincoln View. Here's the set for the Lancers. The outside hit played by Marissa Garkey. Here's a set by Grace Guggenbiller for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige gets another kill. That's number 12 on the night. 21-11 now. Fort Recovery having a pretty easy time here in this second set. Serve by Faith Wendell. Good serve. Here's the set. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell saves it. Faith Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. And Lincoln View is going to be able to free ball it back. Here's Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. A smash by Paige Fortkamp, and she hits it out of bounds. No. They must have said it was tipped by Lincoln View, so give Paige Fortkamp the kill. It's a break for the Lady Indians there. You could tell as soon as Paige hit that, she thought she hit it out of bounds. But it must have been tipped. Here's a smash by Lincoln View, a block by Fort Recovery. Outside hit for the Lancers. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return. Give the kill there to Madison Williams. That's her third of the evening for Lincoln View. Side out Lincoln View, 22-12 now. Janon Evans is the coach of the Lincoln View Lancers. Good serve there. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan gets her first kill of the evening. She's only a freshman. That's a thrill for her playing here in the district semifinals. Paige Fortkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians now. It's 23-22. Come on, Paige, just finish off this set. And she serves an ace serve right down the sideline. Lincoln View did not try to go after it. They thought it was going to go out. That was a mistake. 14 kills now. Well, that's not a kill, actually, but it's an ace serve. And I think that's her first ace serve tonight. And there's a service error in the net. 24-13. Lady Indians lead by 11. Serve now for Lincoln View. Good serve. Here's Faith Wendell on the set. Grace Guggenbiller on the hit and gets the kill. Grace Guggenbiller with the kill. And that makes the score 25-13. Fort Recovery wins the second set. They've won the first two sets here tonight and rolling along 25-22 and 25-13. We'll be back with the third set. It might be the last one right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protections for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
I'm Sharla. I'm a Park National Banker, and I'm a new grandma. At Park National Bank, we believe that we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. Now, bringing our family of community banks together under a single brand name means you get those core values you always counted on from us, and more service, more access, and more options. We're all together now at Park National Bank, where you mean more.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics at 1513 North Meridian Street, Portland would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Lady Indians volleyball team on a successful season. And Stroll's wish them good luck in the tournament run. Stroll's has a family-owned Radio Shack and GE appliance store. Do you need appliances? Stroll's has chest and upright freezers, along with refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, all in stock. Don't wait. Shop at Stroll's in Portland for all of your appliance needs.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we start the third set. Fort Recovery leads 2-0 here. Lincoln View has to win this set to continue. Breck Evans will serve here to start the third set for Lincoln View. It is a good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp, but she hit it too hard. But Lincoln View didn't take advantage. They were waiting for it at the net, but they hit it out of bounds. To point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians, and Hope Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve dug out by Lincoln View. They're in trouble. Free ball over. Kiki Wendell will go to Hope Wendell, who will set for Whitley Rammel. A little dink. Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Paige a deep hit. Lincoln View plays it. Outside hitter smash. Saved by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell to Paige Fortkamp, and Paige hits it out of bounds. A little too hard. Paige Fortkamp set to go on to University of St. Francis to play her college volleyball. Have a nice program up there in Fort Wayne. Serving now is Zadra King. Good serve by Zadra. And here's a smash by Marissa Garkey, and she gets the kill. Number five on the night for Marissa. It's 2-1. Lady Indians lead by one. And Marissa will go back and serve now for Fort Recovery. The winner here will play the winner of Marion Local and St. Henry on Thursday night at 6 right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good serve by Marissa. Back to Fort Recovery. Marissa will pass to Hope Wendell, who sets for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. That is number 14 for Paige. 3-1 now. Another service point for Marissa Garkey. Marissa will serve again. And it's a good serve dug out by Lincoln View's Madison Williams. Here's a deep hit for Lincoln View, and they get the kill. Kendall Bollenbacher with her fourth kill of the set. Actually, of the match. Fourth kill tonight. Back to serve is Madison Williams now for Lincoln View. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey, but she hits it too hard and into the net. Nobody can play it. That's an ace serve for little Madison Williams. She's only 5'7". Here comes her next serve. Good one. Dug out by Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, who blasts it down and gets the kill. Whitley with kill number 8. It's now 4-3. Lady Indians on top by 1. Lincoln View has to win this set to continue, or it's all over. Aubrey Kanapke serving now for Fort Recovery. Ace serve for Audrey right off of Breck Evans. Aubrey with her third ace serve of the evening. Aubrey Kanapke is a junior for Fort Recovery. Another good serve, this time played by Lincoln View. They have to free ball it over, though. Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Guggenbiller. Cross-court hit. And they say it's out of bounds. Side out, Lincoln View. 5-4 score. Fort Recovery leads by one here in the third set. Back to serve now is Elena O'Neill for the Lincoln View Lancers. Elena is a senior on this squad. Here's the serve. It's a good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Paige hits it off a tip by Lincoln View. Here's the set for the Lancers. A blast and a kill. Kendall Bollenbacher gets her fifth kill of the match. And that makes it now 5-5. We're all tied up. Here's the next serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Kiki Wendell. Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Cross-court hit. Played by Lincoln View. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Played by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Hope will set for Paige Fortkamp. Right down the line, but out of bounds. Hitting error for Paige Fortkamp. 6-5 is the score now. Lincoln View has taken the lead. Elena O'Neill again serving. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Paige just free balls it over. Here's a smash by Lincoln View. Played out of dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here is Paige Fortkamp hitting back to Lincoln View. The outside hit is down for a kill for Kendall Bollenbacher. Kill number 6 for her. Elena O'Neill continues her service. She's been their top server tonight with 9 service points now, including 2 aces. Elena O'Neill serves again. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell to Grace Guggenbiller, and a smash and a kill. Grace Guggenbiller puts it down and gets the kill for her. That is number five for her. Side out Lady Indians, and Faith Wendell will pick up the volleyball and go back to serve for Fort Recovery, with Fort Recovery trailing 7-6 here in the third set. Fort Recovery won the first two sets. There's a dink over by Lincoln View, and they get the kill. Little finesse tip there by Kendall Bollenbacher. Kill number seven for her. Back to serve for Lincoln View is Brianna Ebel. Ebel, a senior on this Lincoln View Lancer team. And it's too long. Service error. Fort Recovery's Paige Fortcamp will go back to serve now. Paige has had a couple of service errors this evening, both into the net. Actually, I think she might have had three service errors altogether. This is a good serve dug out by Lincoln View. To the net, the set and a block by Fort Recovery. And they're going to say... Oh, she pointed the wrong way. I was going to say, four hits on Lincoln View, so Fort Recovery picks up the point. Just trying to figure out what the call was there, because I thought we had the point. And there's an ace serve for Paige Fortcamp. 9-8 now. Fort Recovery's taken the lead. Here's the next serve. Dug out by Lincoln View to the net. Here's the set. The hit by the outside hitter, played by Paige Fortcamp and Faith Wendell. Over to Kiki Wendell, who saves the day. Back to Lincoln View. Outside hit is going to be a kill for Lincoln View. Kendall Bollenbacher, she's one of their top hitters, gets the kill. It's 9-9. Fort Recovery tried to save that, but they just couldn't quite get it done. And here's Kendall Bollenbacher going back to serve now for the Lady Lancers. Serve is dug out by Paige Fortcamp to Faith Wendell. Faith will set for Tegan Fortcamp, and Tegan mishit it into the net. Service point there for Kendall Bollenbacher. It's 10-9 now. Lincoln View has regained the lead here. Dug out by Fort Recovery, back over to Lincoln View. Lincoln View trying to free ball it back. They do. Paige Fortcamp to Faith Wendell. Here's Marissa Garkey, a block. Played by Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery hits it back over after it was blocked at the net. Smashed back and a kill for Kendall Bollenbacher. Kill number nine for her tonight. Another point for Kendall Bollenbacher. 11-9 now. In the third set here, dug out by Paige Fortcamp on the good serve. Here's Marissa Garkey smashing it, and Lincoln View cannot play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Marissa a kill on that. 11-10 now, side out Fort Recovery. Kiki Kiera Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's 11-10. Here's a good serve dug out by Lincoln View. Smash off of Kiki Wendell and cannot play it. Getting the kill that time was Michaela Blainmeyer. And that's her fifth kill of the evening, but she hasn't had one in a while. Breck Evans serving now for Lincoln View. They lead 12-10. Paige Fortcamp to Faith Wendell. A blast by Whitley Rammel. Whitley hit the antenna, which is out of bounds. Point Lincoln View. 13-10 now. Fort Recovery leads 2-0. Lincoln View has to win this set. Here's Paige Fortcamp to Faith Wendell. Here's a blast by Whitley Rammel. And Whitley puts it down for the kill. Kill number nine for Whitley Rammel today. Coming up next, and we will not be broadcasting the match, Marion Local and St. Henry. That'll be a good one there also. Hope Wendell serving. And here's a block by Whitley Rammel. Here's the set for Lincoln View. They dink over, and they get the kill. Madison Williams with the kill. serving here is Zadra King. King's serve is a let serve, and it's good. Just barely got over the net and fell down. Zadra King with an ace serve there. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Lincoln View leads 15-11. We'll be right back in a moment.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Timeout is over, and continuing her serve here will be Zadra King. Lincoln View leads 15-11 here in the third set. Fort Recovery won the first two sets, so they lead in the match 2-0. But Lincoln View trying to stay alive here by winning this third set. And so far, they're on course to do that. There's a good serve. Passing Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Garkey on the kill, or on the kill attempt. Back over to Lincoln View, the set. Here's the smash from the middle hitter, and she gets a kill. Sammy Sellers with her second kill of the evening. Give another service point there to Zadra King. Now 16-11. King serves again. She's the libero for Lincoln View. Here's Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a smash and got the kill. From the outside hitting position, Whitley Rammel picks up kill number 10. So both Whitley and Paige are in double figures in kills, which is nothing unusual. Those two are quite something. Here's Marissa Garkey serving for the Lady Indians. Trailing 16-12. Good serve, pass to the net. Here's the set, the hit, played by Kiki Wendell. Paige Fortkamp free-balling it back as Marissa Garkey. Here's the set for Lincoln View. The outside hit, played by Fort Recovery. Set for Hope Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Back to Lincoln View. Here's the dink over, played by Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. And Hope sets for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey goes back. That stops the bleeding for the moment. 16-13, Fort Recovery down by three here in this third set after winning the first two sets. Marissa Garkey's serve is good. And they're going to call a hitting error on Lincoln View. Double hit on Lincoln View on Brianna Ebel. Service point for Marissa Garkey, and she'll serve again. And it is in the net, service error. Top of the net and down on the Fort Recovery side. Side out, Lincoln View. 17-14 now. Here is Madison Williams serving for Lincoln View. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over. Here's the set for Lincoln View. Hit back to Fort Recovery, dug out by Marissa Garkey. Paige Fortkamp on a blast, and she gets the kill. Kill number 15 for Paige Fortkamp. Side out Fort Recovery. Here comes Aubrey Kanapke in to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Lincoln View to the net. Here's the set and the hit. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp. Paige blasts it against Madison Williams for the kill. Kill number 16. Timeout, Lincoln View. Fort Recovery back to within one. 17-16 will return in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
you'll find Pack-A-Sack right here in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio. And they do have a Subway inside the Pack-A-Sack at Fort Recovery. Another serve here for Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell free balls it back over to Lincolnview. A smash by the outside hitter and the kill for the Lancers, Kendall Bollenbacher. Kendall's really picked up the pace here. That's her 10th kill of the match. Side out Lincolnview. 18-16. Lincolnview has a 2-point lead again. Now serving is Elena O'Neill. Elena's a good server, and as I say that, she hits it into the net. Not a good serve that time. Service error. Fort Recovery gets side out. Here comes Faith Wendell into the lineup to serve for Fort Recovery. It is a good serve dug out by Lincolnview. They're going to have to just free ball it over, and they can't get it done. As Madison Williams hits it into the net. Point Fort Recovery. We are tied 18-18. Fort Recovery trying to win this match in three sets. Dug out by Lincolnview. The hit back and the kill for Lincolnview for Michaela Blainmeyer. Number six for Michaela. Side out Lincolnview. Here's Brianna Ebel for the service now. And Lincolnview's regained the lead 19-18. It is dug out by Kiki Wendell. Faith Wendell to Paige Forkamp. A block, and Fort Recovery can't get there. I'm going to say, let's go ahead and give that block to Michaela Blainmeyer. Serving again is Brianna Ebel. Good serve dug out by Kiki. Faith Wendell, the set for Paige Forkamp. And Paige, another one of her blasts down the middle for a kill. Kill number 17 for Paige Forkamp here in this match. And we're only in the third set. Paige Forkamp will go back to serve here. Fort Recovery down by one, 20-19. Good serve. Ace! It's an ace serve for Paige Forkamp. Timeout Lincolnview. We are tied up in the third set, 20-20. Lincolnview, Fort Recovery, we'll be back.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Fort Recovery, Ohio is where we're at today for this match between Fort Recovery and Lincolnview. District semifinal matchup. Lincolnview 20-2 on the year. Fort Recovery 19-3 on the year. Paige Forkamp will serve. Here's the pass to the outside hitter. Fort Recovery returns it as blocked by Lincolnview. Give that once again to Michaela Blainmeyer. That gives Lincolnview the lead at 21-20. Back to serve now is Kendall Bollenbacher for Lincolnview. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell to Faith Wendell. Here's the push over by Marissa Garkey. Spike by Lincolnview. Fort Recovery's Faith Wendell plays it. A blast at the net, and Fort Recovery can't return it. I'm going to say that was Carson Lozier with the block. Now Fort Recovery wants time, trailing 22-20. We'll return in just a moment. Lincolnview on top by two. Yeah.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines and bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So call to schedule your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Coach Travis Guggenbiller trying to close the door here on Lincoln View, calling the timeout, trying to get his troops back together. Serving for Lincoln View is Kendall Bollenbacher. Good serve. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller back to Lincoln View. The set for the Lancers. Is it a kill? Yes, it is. Inbounds was Madison Williams. And here's your set point. No, take that back. Still 23-20. 23-20, not set point yet. Dugout by Kiki Wendell. Faith Wendell to Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the blast, played by Lincoln View. Blocked by Fort Recovery's Guggenbiller. Back to Fort Recovery again. Kiki Wendell was set for Paige Fortcamp on a deep hit. Lincoln View plays it back to Fort Recovery. And getting the... Getting the deep kill there as the ball went way up in the air and then off the scorer's bench. I don't know what it hit there. 24-20. That was a good point for Lincoln View. Here's the set point. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. A block by Lincoln View. Kiki Wendell saves it back over on a free ball. Here's the set for Lincoln View. The hit. And there's the kill right down the middle, 25-20. Kill by Michaela Blaine Meyer. Lincoln View wins the second, or I should say the third set, 25-20. So we are 2-1. We're going to go to fourth set now. 2-1. Fort Recovery leads. Well, if you're Fort Recovery, you hate to do that. You had them on the ropes. And now you let them back in. It's not impossible for Lincoln View to win this match if they keep rolling. Fort Recovery wins set one, 25-22. They win set two, 25-13. They lose set three, 25-20. We'll return in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years. Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49, would like to thank all their customers from last season. Eric Judy says now is a great time to plan your landscaping needs. Call Judy Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Eric Judy Landscaping can do all of your landscaping projects, and he gives free estimates. Call Judy Landscaping, 419-375-2304 in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We are back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Hope you folks have enjoyed the match. It's a good one between two outstanding teams. Lincoln View at 20-2 on the year. Fort Recovery 19-3. Fort Recovery will get the serve. to start the fourth match of the night. I'm sorry, fourth set of the night. And here is a good serve by Fort Recovery, but a kill right off the bat for Carson Lozier. So Carson Lozier gets the kill to make it 1-0. Lincoln View in the lead. Back to serve is Breck Evans. Now, sometimes you give the opponents the momentum by letting them in the door like Fort Recovery did just a moment ago. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. It's too long. Looked like it might have been tipped there, but the official didn't see it. Didn't see it that way. So there's a point for Lincoln View. Breck Evans will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets the kill. Number 12 for Whitley Rammel this evening. Now 2-1. Lady Indians have side out. Marissa Garkey serving. And it's a good serve. Dug out by Lincoln View to the net. Here's the set. The hit and a block by Fort Recovery. I'm not sure who that was, but we'll go ahead and give that, I think, to Whitley Rammel. She was right there in the middle. Service point for Marissa Garkey. She'll serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Kendall Bollenbacher. Here's a smash by Lincoln View. And they didn't get it over the net. Four hits called on Lincoln View. Point for recovery. Garkey picks up another service point and will serve again. 3-2. Lady Indians have taken the lead here. Bollenbacher will pass to the net. Here's the outside hit. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. And Fort Recovery comes away with the point. Makes it 4-2. Lincoln View calls a quick timeout. 4-2. Lincoln View calls time. We'll return with more in just a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Our studio producer at the radio stations, Eric Catterly, and here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com is Neil Spencer. And the serve by Marissa Garkey is out of bounds. Too long. So that is just what Janon Evans, the coach of Lincoln View, wanted there. Side out Lincoln View. Lincoln View trails by one. Here's a blast by Paige Fortkamp. Lincoln View somehow kept it alive, free-balling it over. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets a cross-court kill. Number 13 for Whitley Rammel. 5-3, Lady Indians lead by two. Back to serve is Aubrey Kadapke. Aubrey's first serve is a good one. And they're going to call a hitting error on Lincoln View. Point Aubrey Kadapke. 6-3, Lady Indians lead by three. Another good serve. Service ace off of Zebra King and out of bounds. A serve for Aubrey Kadapke, making it 7-3. Aubrey will serve again. And it's a good serve. And they cannot make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace serve on that one. That makes it now 8-3. Lady Indians off to a big start here in the fourth set. Good serve by Aubrey Kadapke. Here's the set for Lincoln View. Bollenbacher on a deep hit. Played by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell hits it back over, but out of bounds. Side out Lincoln View. That breaks the string there, makes the score 8-4. Fort Recovery leads by four, and back to serve for the Lancers is Madison Williams. Again, whoever wins here tonight goes on to play St. Henry or Marion Local on Thursday night. Good serve. Marissa Garkey hits it off the bank board up above. Now Fort Recovery manages to get it back over. Here's Bollenbacher on a smash, played by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell back to Lincoln View and hitting it over. Oh, saved by Kiki Wendell. And they're going to call. Maybe they're going to say Kiki didn't save it. Point Lincoln View. Lincoln View will serve again. Serving Madison Williams. Paige Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. Paige Fortkamp on a deep hit. It's in for a kill. Right on the line. That was so close. Kill number 18 for Paige Fortkamp as she nears the 20 mark in kills tonight. Wow, what a match. Faith Wendell, good serve. Passing to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Kiki Wendell, who free balls it over. Standing at the net and pushing it over and getting the kill was Brianna Ebel. That's her second kill of the evening. Side out Lincoln View. Going back to serve now is Elena O'Neill. 9-6 is the score. Lincoln View trailing with the serve. Good serve there. Faith Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige puts it down for another kill. Kill number 19 unofficially. Don't forget, my stats are always unofficial. But we're usually pretty close. Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve. 10-6. Lady Indians lead by 4. Here comes the serve from Paige. And it's a good serve. Played by Lincoln View. The set to Bollenbacher. A block by Grace Guggenbiller. Gracie Guggenbiller with the block. And that makes it 11-6. Paige Fortkamp picks up the service point. Back to serve number 10, Paige Fortkamp of the Lady Indians. Service error in the net. Boy, she just can't get that down. Too many service errors for Paige. And that's the only part of her game that I don't like, and hopefully she'll figure that out. Side out Lincoln View. And it is out by Brianna Ebel. Fort Recovery almost played that, but they let it go at the last minute. And it was just barely out for a serving error. Here's Kiki Wendell now for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 12-7 in this fourth set. Good serve, a hit back over by Lincoln View, and they get the kill. Michaela Blainmeyer with the kill there. That's her eighth kill of the evening. She's had a good match tonight. Here's Bollenbacher, Kendall Bollenbacher serving now for Lincoln View. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Going to call a hitting here on Fort Recovery. Two hits, double hit. Service point for Lincoln View. Makes it 12-9. They've closed the gap to 3 points. Kendall Bollenbacher serving again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Ramble. Cross-court hit, and Whitley gets the kill. Number 14 for Whitley Ramble. Between Whitley and Paige, they have 33 kills in this match tonight. 14 for Whitley, 19 for Paige. Here's Hope Wendell on the serve. Dug out by Lincoln View. The hit and the kill. Yep. Right in the middle, Michaela Blainmeyer gets their ninth kill, her ninth kill of the evening. That makes it 13-10 now. Lincoln View pulls back to within 3. Lincoln View has to win this set to continue in the match. And, of course, Fort Recovery does not want that to happen. They don't want to send it to a fifth set because once you get to that point, you never know what's going to happen. Whitley Ramble got the kill. Just kind of side hit it over. Kill number 15 for Whitley Ramble. Back to serve is Marissa Garkey for the Lady Indians. Here comes the serve. Fort Recovery leading 14-10. Good serve. Dug out by Bollenbacher. Bollenbacher, a deep hit. Played by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Now Paige Fortkamp hits it back to Lincoln View. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Cross-court hit by Madison Williams, and she hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. 15-10, Lady Indians up by 5. Marissa Garkey will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Lincoln View. Here's the set and the hit. Blocked by Paige Fortcamp. Paige Fortcamp with a block, and that makes the score 16-10. Lady Indians up by 6. Lincoln View calls time. We'll be back in just a moment. Boers Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery volleyball team on a terrific year. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team. Well, Lincoln View, give Lincoln View credit. They found themselves with their back to the door, trailing 2 sets to nothing. Fort Recovery winning 25-22, 25-13 to start this match tonight. Then Lincoln View came back and won the third set, 25-20. They're not out of this one yet, but they're trailing. And there's an ace serve for Marissa Garkey. Garkey gets an ace serve. Make it 17-10 now, Lady Indians by 7. Here's Garkey's next serve. It's good again, dug out by Kendall Bollenbacher. Here's the set and the outside hit played by Marissa Garkey. Hope Wendell at the net. And they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. 17-11. Give Lincoln View side out. Trailing by 6 now. Here's Zadra King serving for Lincoln View, the libero. Good serve. Blast back by Lily Loophold. They said it was too long. Point for Lincoln View. Zadra King serving again. The winner again plays on Thursday at 6 for the district championship right here at Fort Recovery. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel for the kill. 16 now for Whitley. Here comes Aubrey Kanapke in to serve. She's an excellent server. A junior on this Lady Indian team. Lady Indians leading 18-12. Good serve dug out by King. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortcamp, and Paige on a blast. I didn't understand that. They said it went out of bounds, I guess. So hitting error on Paige Fortcamp. Now back to serve is Madison Williams for Lincoln View. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Paige Fortcamp. She gets a kill. Number 20 on the night for Paige Fortcamp. Wow. And Whitley Rammel almost has 20. She's at 16. We are in the fourth set here. 19-13 score. Lady Indians up by 6. Good serve by Hope Wendell. Here's the set for Lincoln View. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Off of Kiki Wendell. Off the bank board up above. Here's a hit by Paige Fortcamp to keep it alive. Kendall Bollenbacher hits it back to Fort Recovery. Kiki to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. Lincoln View back to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill was Kendall Bollenbacher from her outside hitting position. Kendall now has 12 kills on the night for her. Going back to serve is Elaine O'Neill. 19-14. Lincoln View not out of this one yet. It's a good serve dug out by Paige Fortcamp. Back to Paige. Paige on a blast. Lincoln View hits it back. Grace Guggenbiller, a little soft hit. Here's Kendall Bollenbacher back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell to Marissa Garkey. Garkey free balls it over to Lincoln View. Back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery saves that. Back to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell, Faith Wendell on a set for Paige Fortcamp, and it's out. Now it's tipped. They say it's tipped, so Paige Fortcamp gets the kill anyway. Paige Fortkamp's smash was out, but they said it was tipped, so she gets credit for a kill, and it's 20-14. Fortkamp will serve in the net. Doggone it. Come on, Paige. 20-15. Lincoln View within five. Served by Brianna Ebel. Good serve. Here's Marissa Garkey on a smash. Blocked by Lincoln View. Give the block there, I guess, to Carson Lozier. Service point for Brianna Ebel. She will serve again. 20-16 now. Here's the set for Faith Wendell to Grace Guggenbiller. Got the kill. Nice. Nice hit there. Not thundering, but good solid hit. And getting the kill was Grace Guggenbiller. Number six for her this evening. 21-16 now. Kiki Wendell doing the serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Lincoln View. The smash, a block by Whitley Rammel. Here's the set for Lincoln View. The hit back over, and what do we got? Lincoln View must have been in the net. Point Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will serve again. 22-16. Fort Recovery leading by six. This will be a huge point here. Here's a hit by Kendall Bollenbacher, played by Kiki Wendell. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell to Marissa Garkey. And Kendall Bollenbacher keeps it alive. Hitting it over was Madison Williams. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. She gets the kill right down the line. Number 17 for Whitley Rammel. 23-16 now. That was a big point there. It was going to be 22-17. Now it's 23-16. Ace serve for Kiki Wendell. As Lincoln View could not return it. Here's your match point. Fort Recovery leading 24-16. Kiki Wendell on the serve. Dug out by Lincoln View. Kendall Bollenbacher up to the front line. Back to Fort Recovery. Smashed by Whitley Rammel. There's the kill, and it's over. Whitley Rammel with kill number 18 on the night. Fort Recovery wins the fourth set, 25-16. And Fort Recovery does not have to worry about a fifth set coming up. Lady Indians win the district semifinal, 3-1 over Lincoln View. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-22, won the second set 25-13, lost the third set 25-20, but they win the fourth set and the match 25-16. Fort Recovery will play here on Thursday at 6 o'clock against either Marion Local or St. Henry. Those two teams are coming up later on tonight. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Ta-da! Hi, folks. I am Safety Man. I want everyone to have a safe harvest. Do your lights work?
Here, let me turn them on.
Wow, do they ever. How about them blinkers?
Click.
Great. Look at those blinkers blink. Reflective tape?
Check.
Hey, I cannot get my hand in here.
Safety man, that shield is there to protect you.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just checking if you did.
Oh, brother. Sure you did, safety man. Folks, have a safe and enjoyable harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster, with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Brooke Miller. I'm a Park National banker and I'm a small business owner. At Park National Bank, we believe we're more than just our job titles, and you're more than an account number. Now, bringing our family of community banks together under a single brand name means you get those core values you've always counted on from us, and more service, more access, and more options. We're all together now at Park National Bank, where you mean more.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics at 1513 North Meridian Street, Portland, would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Lady Indians volleyball team on a successful season. And Stroll's wish them good luck in the tournament run. Stroll's has a family-owned Radio Shack and GE appliance store. Do you need appliances? Stroll's has chest and upright freezers, along with refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, all in stock. Don't wait. Shop at Stroll's in Portland for all of your appliance needs.
Now let's run down the statistics here. A victorious night for Fort Recovery. They win their 20th match of the year. They're now 20-3 on the year. And Lincoln View drops to 20-3 on the year with their loss. Fort Recovery, outstanding hitting again by Paige Fortkamp and Whitley Rammel. What can you say about this pair? Paige Fortkamp had 21 kills on the night, and Whitley Rammel had 18 kills on the night. Between the two, unofficially, 39 kills. Whitley Rammel also had four blocks. Paige Fortkamp had seven service points, including three aces and a block. Marissa Garkey had six kills and nine service points, including an ace. Kiara Wendell had a total of five service points, including two aces. Tegan Fortkamp had a kill tonight. Aubrey Kanapke with a total of 11 service points and five aces for Aubrey. Grace Guggenbiller had six kills and two blocks on the evening. Faith Wendell with a couple of service points. And Hope Wendell had six service points and two aces. Again, the big stats, Whitley Rammel with 18 kills and four blocks. And Paige Fortkamp with 21 kills, seven service points, three aces, and one block for Paige Fortkamp. For Lincoln View, who wrapped up their year, Brianna Ebel had a total of two kills and two service points tonight. Madison Williams had five kills, four service points, and one ace. Breck Evans with three service points. Sammy Sellers with two kills. Kendall Bollenbacher was their big hitter with 12 kills, also had six service points. Michaela Blainmeyer had nine kills on the evening and three blocks. Elena O'Neill with a total of nine service points, including two aces for Elena. Carson Lozier had two blocks and a kill. And Zabra King had three service points, including an ace. Congratulations to Fort Recovery. They improve to 20-3 on the year. Again, they move on to take on either Marion Local or St. Henry at 6 on Thursday night. We'll have the match for you here on the radio on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Indians on their district semifinal win tonight.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.